Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
As long as he has 2 eyes, 2 arms, 2 legs.
Yeah.
Just full, marry full him. When did it fall?
Who are you, Tyler?
No, she goes, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's such an odd accent to have.
Are you making fun of the South African accent?
I'm not making fun of
the South African. Is Sara making fun of the South African accent?
No.
Did she say that South Africans have an odd accent?
Oh, I just said Sara,
please explain yourself.
Tyler's got an interesting one, but...
Welcome back, guys, to the Cousin...
Connection Podcast.
Today... we've got a little bit of a different video set up. But before we actually get into that, we should probably, you know, give an update of what's been going on for the past couple of weeks. Because we did miss a week last week.
We did, yeah.
And that was mainly because we had a family barbecue that, you know, brought us back to the good old days where we used to have these family barbecues almost annually.
The 2010s were a time and we used to be the hosts.
Exactly. And we'd have it at different houses.
Mm-hmm. And it was really just mine and yours.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But we had like 40 to 50 people there for this one, right?
No.
Yeah, it was at least 40 people.
No, it wasn't.
What?
No, it wasn't. We've had
come on now. The moms alone were like 50, like 10. And then the dads are like another 10.
No.
She tripping, guys. It was like
40. You're tripping. Okay. It wasn't 40. It was like maybe like 25, 30.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. Anyways. The numbers don't matter. Okay.
It was still,
it was busy. I had to put up a tent, like a, what is it? A 10 by 30 tent.
Damn.
Basically by myself.
Yeah.
I woke up at like 9 a.m. that day. And I think I didn't finish till like 3 p.m.
You were on the sun. Or I guess it was like just hot, right?
Yeah. And then from there, it was like literally just constantly... just moving around. And then the next day was taking down the tent. So I was a little gassed, guys. So I didn't have the energy to give y'all. So I said, you know what? We'll give y'all a break of hearing these voices, these annoying little voices.
We also had mine. A wedding too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry, I forgot. The same day we had a wedding, like the next day.
Yeah.
So all that combined did not leave time for the podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but you know, we're back. We're back here. And yeah, thankfully the podcast, not podcast, the barbecue went well.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yeah, like even with the threat of rain, that was the reason I had to put up the tent, is because there is a threat of rain and the rain did come and it came down hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, shout out to Sebri, the cook. He got, you know, doused with some, a bunch of rain while he was still cooking.
At least
and
we were
like almost finished too, yeah. I helped him out a little bit there. You know, we were going back and forth. But a little bit of the food might have gone wet afterwards. But it's whatever. It was already over by that point, that's basically, fine. Right? Everybody was kind of running inside. The dads were already chilling inside, doing their bunch of stuff.
I feel like we stayed out for pretty long.
We stayed out, but the dads were like, we out of here, man. No rain.
The minute like it just started to get dark, the clouds formed. They're like, yeah, we're out of here.
Mm-hmm. They left all the moms to fend for themselves outside.
Yeah.
They chilled out there until like, the sun went down.
Yeah, they only came in after.
Yeah. And then we also... during the week, we went to Center Island. What's going on?
Matcha isn't.
She wasn't yawning before we started, guys.
I know.
Okay?
You know what it
is? What she thinks about y'all? She
no,
just,
it's the room is so
what
guys.
Is okay,
we have 3 lights in this studio. It is so hot, and I'm wearing a sweater today,
it is
which
hot.
Like, what was I thinking?
I know. Why were you wearing a sweater today?
I don't know. It's fine.
It's on you. But yeah, during the week, we went to Center Island. Took the mom. When of course, Aisha was in town for the week. So that's the reason we also had the barbecue. Like, you know, she's the one who kind of gets things together like that.
If you want to see it, it's on her TikTok.
She posted it on her TikTok. Yeah. So she was in town. So we took the mom and our mom and Iman was there too. My wife Hanan was out there. We went to Center Island. Didn't realize how much Center Island, it's changed. But like we never explored it as much, or maybe we forgot like what it had. So we walked out and you know how it has like a huge garden, like garden area a little bit past the kids park or the amusement park. On the other side of that is a whole beach. There's a like beach a proper there? Beach, like sand.
I didn't know.
And
that.
Like it has like those rocks that like break the waves, so it's like nice clear water. Of course, it has a little bit of the, like the at the edge, some of the green stuff. What do you call that? The seaweed.
Not seaweed.
Yeah, like the sea, not the algae, but like it was actual seaweed. Oh. There's like a tiny bit of that, but it was enough to where like you don't really notice it. And but the sand itself was like there was nothing there. It was soft. Yeah. So you know, it might be a spot in the future, and it has even like a boardwalk that goes out into the water.
Maybe we forgot that. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember. My mom literally like was the one who took us there when we were children and forgot about it. Damn. She's like, damn, I forgot this is all here.
Yeah.
And it has like change rooms and everything there too.
Do they still have the rides?
Yeah, they have the rides too.
Oh, they're still there?
We actually wanted to go there to see the rides and like maybe take the one that goes like above the whole park.
Do you remember the haunted house?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Okay. Even as a kid.
That one was scary. We used to go.
Actually, now it might not be scary because of kids. Like it's made for kids. So we were
is
kids.
Is it made for kids? Because I remember being terrified.
I can't remember.
And like we would hate sitting on the, well, it's like a four, it's a quad thing, but like I would hate sitting on like one of the sides because that's like where the jump scares happen the most. I don't
y'all
know.
Did this stuff. I don't remember.
No, I feel
that.
Like you went with us.
Well, maybe that's the reason I'm traumatized. Okay.
It's highly likely. Yes. That's true.
But yeah, unfortunately they closed early. They closed at like 5 p.m. that day.
Was it? It was a weekday. Right?
Yeah. Mm. And funny enough, we were talking about, we have one of our cousins who was actually at the barbecue. And we're like, oh, doesn't she work there? Maybe she can like hook us up or whatever. And as we're stepping off the boat, she's stepping onto the boat to leave. Like we just happened to see her at the exact same time.
At Center Island?
Exactly. Oh. Yeah, at Center Island. So after we went to Center Island, the next day we had dinner with
sushi
with said cousin. Well, another set of cousins that were also at the wedding.
Yeah.
And it was weird because like now we're at that age where the cousins that like we thought of as kids, and they are kind of like kids, but now they're old enough to like have personalities and hang out.
If you're listening to this, you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're just at that age where like, you know, they're in university, you know, life has hit them a little bit. They're
it's
actually getting jobs out here
beginning, but yeah.
Yeah. So it was interesting. Like I was sitting there literally at the table being like asking them like, how's life at your age? Like what's your first job like? And we're finding out like they're dealing with people who are like who are schizophrenic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, university plights and all that stuff. But it was interesting. And yeah, now we're here. I don't know what we did for the rest of the week. Yesterday was pretty fun too. Yesterday it went down.
Lived life.
Sorry?
I said we just lived life.
Yeah, we lived life. Like we took advantage, at least me and Hanan, like we took advantage of the fact that we're close to like a lot of street shops and stuff. So we took the train down. Yesterday, we completely forgot it was Caravana. Like completely
rookie
forgot.
Mistake.
So
mistake.
No, but that's the thing. We took the streetcar, right?
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, streetcar. You know, we don't have to take a car because of all the traffic. And I forgot the streetcar goes on the street and is stuck in the traffic.
No.
So it took us, for what should have taken us like 20, 30 minutes max, took us like 45 to an hour.
You should have just walked.
For real though, but someone didn't want to walk. I'm just saying, okay. No. I'm not saying names. I'm just saying, okay.
You know, only she listens to this. You know that, right?
But yeah, but that was still fun. Like we still got to walk around and we actually went to Body Alley's.
I still haven't gone.
Yeah, like the famous, there's a famous pizza shop in Toronto called Body Alley's.
Was it worth it?
It was actually really good. Yeah, it was worth it. Like maybe it wasn't worth a like hour and a half wait. Yeah.
An hour and a half?
Like because we were like, you know what? When are we going to find ourselves here again? Even though we're probably going to find ourselves there again.
Yeah.
But no matter when you go, it's always a long wait.
Dang.
So we got in line. We thought it was going to be maybe an hour. And it technically did take us an hour to get to the front of the line. But by the time we got our food and sat down, it was like an hour and a half.
You found seats inside, isn't it small?
No. We went to a park. There's a park right next door.
Got it.
So we just sat at a table next to the park. We ate some pizza. She got... I'm forgetting the name right now. So one, it's like a pizza and it has like giant chunks of cheese on it. Not like melted cheese, but chunks of cheese.
Burrata?
Yeah, I think that one. And I got like a margarita and a cheese slice, the staples. And the margarita was amazing. That was really good. Yeah. No, not the alcohol one. I'm just saying, okay, guys. For our Western
everyone
listeners.
Knows what a margarita is.
Does everyone know
pizza?
What a
margarita
is? Okay, yes. Maybe they know what a margarita is. But yeah,
yeah.
It was really good. That was really good.
Yeah.
The cheese pizza was good. Like, I think I gave it a total of like a 9 out of 10.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, it was really good. If you really like thin pizzas, like this is your place in crispy pizzas. It was very crispy too, but it was enough floppy to crisp ratio where it was like really good. Like you could still fold it and like chew on it. It was good.
It was
good.
Oily like New York
pizza? It wasn't oily. Oh, okay, yeah. Good. So that's a good that's a good thing too. But yeah, it was really good. And I guess next time we know to actually just order it, because you can order the whole, you have to order a whole pie.
Damn.
But if you order the whole thing, you get it within like 30 minutes.
The same with the slice?
Hmm?
Same with the slice?
No, the slice, we waited an hour and a half. You can't buy a slice, pre-order a slice, but you can pre-order a pizza.
Oh, and you just go to pick it up.
Yeah, and you just go and pick it up. Yeah,
do you order
exactly.
it online or something?
Yeah, you order on their website.
Oh, nice.
And they actually deliver too. So technically they can deliver to our apartment.
Oh.
Yeah, we found that out after, of course. Or well, nice. While we were in the line. But at that point, you know, sunken cost fallacy. We're already in line for 30 minutes. What's another 30 minutes?
So what I'm hearing is the next time I come over, I'm getting treated to Body Emily's.
We'll see. What
yes.
Okay, okay.
I
want to
try Body Emily's. Yeah.
It's actually not that expensive too, but yeah, so that was our day yesterday, and now we're here, and I know we have a big episode ahead of us, but I just wanted to make sure I get through all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I'm going to introduce this. Mm-hmm. In the spirit of me being, like, super nostalgic, because, you know, just love looking back on all things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember why who brought this video up.
Who? Hello?
Hello.
So disappointing.
Don't you have that thing?
What?
That like pre-screens your call?
They do. Sometimes it gets it, sometimes it doesn't. Because this was just a regular 647 number. It's
Yeah.
I hate that. When it's silent for like 5 seconds, you know you're going to get some bull, man.
Damn.
And you get the robot. Hello. Whatever. Okay.
Anywho.
Continue.
Back to what we were saying. So I came across this video mm-hmm. that we actually recorded 8 years ago.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. So back way before Cousin Connection was ever even a concept, my cousins and I decided to film a video on my cousin Aisha's channel. And, you know, I'm pretty sure she had a pretty substantial following back then, too.
Yeah.
But we just like recorded it with like no regard for the fact that this was going on the internet. And like I think we were like a little too honest. Now I have not watched it since mm-hmm. we've recorded this. Like I remember the first week she posted it, I obsessively like was reading the comments because I'm like, do people hate us or not? And it was very mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure like you can see the girls like responding to comments in there.
Yeah.
However, we thought it was going to be a great idea to watch it and you get our live reactions and actually see if I still have the same mentality and mm-hmm. if and see if Amir agrees or thinks that we're totally out of pocket.
I don't know if I maybe I've watched this. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever actually
I don't know
watched
if I've
it.
Ever, I feel like I have, but I can't remember. And maybe that's a good thing.
But you know what?
You probably don't remember what the questions were.
I actually have no idea, okay. But I'm reading the title and I'm like, wow, okay, we were ahead of our time.
Mm-hmm.
The pressures of marriage and social media relationships.
And this is what, 2017? 8 years ago? Yeah, 2017.
16, no?
Actually, we can check.
Yeah, how come it doesn't show the post date?
No, you have to go. Yeah, 2017, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Beginning of 2017, so February.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, damn. I'm just looking at us now. We. Oh, that's so funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hit play. I'm cringing already.
I've already like skipped a little bit
the intro?
To the intro part.
Yeah.
But let's get to the first question.
So I guess we can go down the line or whoever, but what is your opinion on marrying someone outside of your culture? How do you feel about
this?
It?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, me neither.
But
oh, actually,
how
no.
I feel about this.
True.
That is a real question.
Yeah. What did she say?
To be honest with you.
Okay, so I basically feel like the number one important aspect is that it needs to be Muslim.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? 100%. His background shouldn't really mind, but it does mind to some people's parents.
Yeah. I don't think it's just parents, though, because I personally,
you
not that I'm against it, but I'd rather marry someone.
Like, you'd rather. Like,
your parents.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Because it's easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like you have a common, like a, you just have more to relate to, like you mm-hmm. understand culture, like how you live your life in a certain way.
Yeah.
But low-key, I feel like that's just the easy way out. Like you're just mm-hmm. marrying him because he's gay, so
Or
has... It's not just because he's like
the same. No, I know, but I'm saying like that's the easy way out. Where like if you were to like fall in love with someone,
I feel like you're limiting your
for sure.
I feel like if you specifically like ignore all the other races just because you want to like date one culture or whatever, not racist culture, then you are limiting yourself. Yeah. But if you're just
attracted
to just your culture, like you don't find other cultures
it makes it easier.
Like it makes it a lot.
It makes life a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to like even like having kids in the future,
that's
you guys both have the same culture, so you guys can raise them like you know with the same language, the same culture, everything like that is easy. But I mean, in other aspects, like you're missing out on so much more.
Like,
you
can enjoy
someone else's
so
culture and learn so much more about someone else's culture if you maybe venture out and even marry your own a different culture.
We get the point. Okay. But I feel like you guys kept that. Actually, no. As you guys got older, I don't know. You guys going back and forth so much.
Yeah, we did go back.
Because I feel like you did go back and forth. Because I don't know if even that was your opinion like a year later or 2 years later.
No, a year later, I was like Harari all the way.
Yeah, and then like 2 years later, you're like,
I said, F them Harari boys. No, I'm just kidding.
You dipped your toe in the pool and you're like, eh, this ain't feeling nice.
Never mind. No, you know what it was? Mm-hmm. I think like. At that point, I was obviously like very, very single.
Yeah.
So I still agree with the point of like, don't limit yourself to your specific ethnicity or culture.
Yeah.
Like open your horizons. The main point that you or the main like characteristic that you should be looking for in a potential spouse is obviously Islam if you're Muslim. And like, of course, you can have a preference. Don't let me shame you into like having your preference. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to date within, all power to you. Like, do what you want to do. But I'm just saying, like, in the time that we're living in, you know, where it's already hard enough to meet people, like out in the wild, as they say. Dating apps are like super popular now, and like kind of like the default option. Like, it's so normal. That, you know, you can limit your options to, like, people within your own community. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, you most likely probably already know people within your community. Unless you're, like, the type that's, like, oh, I isolate myself. And
yeah. But from here, I feel like maybe if being Harari was, like, top two on your list, now it's, like, top 10 or something.
Yeah, I don't really care for it now. But that's maybe it's because, you know what it is? It's kind of, like... And, like, no shade, no tea, okay? Don't take this the wrong way. Whoever listening to this, whoever knows shit about me, don't try it. I already know how this is going to come off.
Yeah.
I have to do damage control ahead of time. I'm just saying, sometimes you go through experiences and you realize, like, you know, is being Harari the end-all be-all? Like... Like, yeah, of course it's important. Do I want my kids in the future, inshallah, to learn how to speak my language? Of course. But at the end of the day, like when I actually evaluated what was important to me when looking for a potential spouse, being Harari wasn't like, it wasn't even top 10. It was like, you know what? It'll be nice. But if you're Harari but missing a lot of the other big, really important things that I'm looking for, it's not worth it for me. So if I find someone that has all of the other big things but they're not Harari, bro, here's my dad's number. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I understand. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Like, you know, everyone has their own experiences. So you can't really judge someone's response to how they prefer choosing a partner.
Like, did
you
always...
Because you don't know what they've gone through.
Yeah, and, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, like, I was, like, no Harari guys because of one experience. I'm just saying that just shifted my perspective. Because after we filmed this video, foreshadowing, a year later.
Was it a year later?
Well, like, later that year.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't even know if I should say this, like, as explicitly. My mom's going to be like, why'd you say that? But whatever. I'm just going to be open, okay? Later that year, I ended up meeting the person that I got engaged to.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm not saying like.
Was this before your trip to Australia?
Yeah. Like that same year, but
oh yeah,
earlier.
That makes sense because you met. Yeah. You okay? Yeah.
Yeah. So like, you know, at the time I was like, oh yeah, like best of both worlds, Harari has most of the things that I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it just wasn't willed for us to like be together, mm-hmm. like long term, that is.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But after that relationship ended and I started to do that like inner work and I went to therapy mm-hmm. and all that good stuff, I was like, you know what? And I finally like reached the point where I was like, okay, maybe now I'm ready to start looking again. Mm-hmm. I actually thought about it like, do I really, really care mm-hmm. if he's Harari? And it was like, you know, like I actually started to think about it. I'm like, what are the benefits if he is? Okay. Like the thing is, it's not just being Harari. It's like, are you like someone who speaks the language and like mm-hmm. knows the cultural practices? Like the last guy, he was basically the ambassador for Harari.
Yeah.
He's probably going to listen to this and be like, Sara, what the hell? but what...
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
I'm like sweating.
From the questioner. Right now she's just like every eggshell.
No, literally. But the point of the matter is, it's like if someone's just Harari by name, but they're mm-hmm. not actually like in tune with their culture, then like what's the point?
Yeah.
You know? So that's why I kind of was like, at the end of the day, being Harari, like, yeah, it would be a huge plus, mm-hmm. but it's not something that I'm like specifically looking for.
Yeah. I think from the men's perspective is very different because.
Yeah, like I want to know, like, options... were you always. Yeah, you had options.
Yeah.
Okay. You had options.
You know, maybe it might be different for another Harari guy, right? But for me personally...
It depends on what you're looking for, yeah. Exactly.
And it's I think I've always stayed consistent on what I said. Like, I always said I prefer Harari, but, like, if someone came along that was, like, you know, had everything I was looking for and that was the only... Then, okay, yeah, you know, I'd make the exception. But for the most part, I was, like, just straight up, like, find me a Harari girl.
I feel like best case scenario, someone who isn't Harari but like has Harari traits, and you're just like, you get the best mm-hmm. of both worlds.
Basically, Sudanese, or like, what's another next? I wouldn't say Somali because Somali's like maybe
they have a pretty rich culture. Somalis are,
or actually enough. No, the other one I was thinking of was Yemeni, because like the culture also is very similar. Yeah,
what you trying to say? I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just saying like the culture. Okay, I'm married now. Okay. Oh shoot! I'm not even wearing my ring right now. Where's my ring at?
Damn, Hanan.
It's on my keychain. Okay. What? No, I take it off like sometimes because I get like some skin issues for some reason with my mm-hmm. with the ring. So I have to like put it on my keychain every once in a while, and then I just forget to put it back on.
A necklace.
I could do that too. Yeah, but I might just forget to put it on. Like I forgot to put it on right now.
Fair.
Right. But yeah, for us personally, I feel like because the pool is a lot. I guess, or it's a lot more in favor.
The ratio of guys.
Yeah,
to
the
girls
ratio is a lot more in favor of guys.
Works in your favor, yeah.
Yeah. So this topic is not something that they don't really have to like tackle as much, because what is mostly what's like, you know, known is that like Habesha women are mostly the ones who are sought after even by non-Habesha people.
Mm.
So we feel like, you know, we can flex that a little bit. You know, be like, yeah, I'm gonna get myself. I got the keys already. I'm already in the house, okay?
I'm the owner of the house now. Exactly. Damn, not us comparing her to a house. Hanan, I am so sorry.
Yeah, it's left is which door do I want to choose? No, I'm playing. I'm joking. Okay. Look at me. I'm joking.
You're about to get us canceled real
quick. I'm joking. Okay. Let's see what the next question
was. Yeah, let's just fast forward.
But like even just speaking with my friends, like for example, one person that's Bengali trying to marry a Pakistani, which to me the cultures seem very similar.
Yeah.
They're like, no, they have to be Bengali.
Like, that's but think about it. That's like us getting with another East African.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. But exactly, but like I feel like our parents would be more accepting to like another East African than I don't know.
Actually, would they be more open? Because at that point they're like, you know, you're already close enough. Why not just?
I think they would.
Would they be?
I think because for our parents, like the number one thing is always going to be, are they Muslim? Mm-hmm. The second thing is like, how do we communicate with their family? Like, do we know someone that can? Because for Haredi people. Mm-hmm. And you can go back to our video that we had with our friend Hassan about like just the overall like how to get married according to like Haredi culture.
Yeah.
There's a really strong like vetting process that happens, you know, like where like, you know, you say you want to get married to someone and then your parents are like, okay, who's their family? Who can we ask that knows them? Mutuals. Mm-hmm. And because the Haredi culture or the Haredi community is so tight-knit globally across the world, like you're always going to know someone who knows someone who knows someone.
Yeah.
You know? So I think the parents' fear is like, if you marry outside of the Haredi culture, there's like that disconnect of like, well, how are we supposed to vet them now? Because we don't know someone who knows them. If they're East African and they're from the same city, like sometimes you can find like,
same city? Yeah, sure.
If they're from a different city, good luck.
You just have to trust. Thinking more like tribal relations there kind of thing, right? Like
what?
Like if there's, let's say there's like, you have an Amhara and like Oromo person, or what's one that's like really high tensions? This might be very political right now.
Like
someone from like the Tigre to Oromo region, right? You know, when you have those, there might be some tensions there with families, you know. But, it's like, I feel like a lot of that stuff isn't really transferred abroad. So that might not be as much of an issue.
Unless they're, like, super patriotic.
And
like,
yeah, which can happen. But that's an interesting thing to think about as well, right? Like, even within the country, it might even be worse sometimes because of, like, tribal relations. Or would it be tribal? Not tribal, but ethnic relations. Sorry, yes. Not tribal. I meant to say ethnic the whole time.
Yeah. Got it.
Like, our generation like barely knows the language. Like we do, sort of. It's but like after us, like I don't know.
One generation kids, like how strong will they be in learning your language? Like what do kids really know?
But I expect my kids to speak Gaysenan.
Period.
Okay, like for example,
you have to be strong in your culture to teach your children.
But that goes back to marrying someone in your culture.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, hold on. Now I'm switching up. And now I'm like, that goes back to marrying someone in your culture. You can still teach your kids your culture and marry someone who's outside of that. I changed my mind on that point.
language issue?
Yeah, like here I was basically trying to like prove the point that you need to marry someone within your culture to teach your kids that.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Actually, I have seen it. Like I have a couple cousins who married of a different ethnicity, but like different continent completely, right?
yeah.
So they're dealing with like 3 to 4 languages now, right?
Yeah.
Right? They're dealing with like English and then
whatever other country.
I know there's one family where like they put their kids into French school, so they're learning English, French, Harari, and Arabic. Not one cousin, but a certain family where like they put their kids into French school, and like one parent, even though they're both technically Harari, like one of them knew more Arabic, so like they're learning 4 different languages, right? So things like that come up where you're, but when they're at that age, honestly, like learning languages like that, like usually you can leave English to just them going in the streets and interacting with friends. They might have a little bit, you know, of an issue with that, but eventually they'll learn it.
They may or may not have an accent.
Exactly, that's what I was trying to lead to.
This guy,
I don't
over
have
here.
An accent we're talking about. But the sad thing is that like I have a slight, I don't have an accent anymore.
Not anymore.
I used to as a kid, but the thing is that I didn't get the benefits of that, which is actually like 100% knowing the language, because I just lost the language over time.
But you understand it.
Yeah, I understand it to a point. Like we had a meeting the other day, you know, certain words I was like,
at one point, like I look over at Amir, I'm like, do you understand?
I'm like concentrating.
Do you know when you left the room to get us water? They all looked at me, they're like, Sara, do you understand? I'm like, yeah, like I understand it pretty fluently. Yeah. There's like maybe three words that you said and I have no idea what they mean.
For me, it's like 10.
And they were like, what about Amir? Like, should we switch it up? I was like, he understands. If he doesn't, he'll just message me and be like, well, what the F did they just say?
Yeah, for real. I tried picking up a context. Like, yeah, I understood. Helped. If I understood like 7 out of the 15 words said, I like put it together in my mind. Because it can't get that bad.
So how do you guys feel about marrying or being with someone that's younger than you?
I mean, it's not my cup of tea.
Okay, the way I see it, okay, you can be friends with so many people from different ages. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's the same thing with relationships. Like, you can meet somebody and have a connection with someone who's, like, a year or two younger than you. Like, it's not going to be that much of a...
I mean, a year or two is fine. Huh? Yeah. It's your preference at the end of the day.
I feel like it matters more where they are in their lives.
Exactly. I feel like the older you get, the smaller the gap becomes. Like, if someone's 2 years younger than you, but you're like 30 and the person's like 28, like there's really not much. But if it's something like, if you're
what I feel like is that for girls specifically, like it's a gender thing.
Yeah,
it's girls, like it's always
true.
People always look to someone their age or someone older. But for guys,
guys get with
guys, I feel like, do go for older girls.
They'll go for older girls or younger girls. Easier for guys to do that. But it's the stigma. Yeah. Like, people are like, ooh, this girl's like a cougar. Like,
it depends on how many years that she's older. Yes. Yeah, that's true, too.
And it depends on the maturity level, too,
that's
I feel
true.
Like.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, if this person, like, for example, you didn't know their age before you guys started talking, like, maybe that just never got brought up the first couple conversations, and, like, they seem like a very mature person, whatever, and then they say their age...
That
I feel like it would throw me off, and I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that, if you think of it in that sense, then that kind of tells you how you feel about it, you know?
I'm definitely, it bothers
me.
I
feel like it would bother me.
I feel like there's, an extent, like, A year, you can probably work. Once you're getting into 3-4, then you're like,
okay, I think we get the gist of what. Okay. So the age thing. I think my thing that I've said before is that, like, well, now that I'm married, I think it oh, you good?
Yeah, I was pushing.
Oh, shit, for a second, it looked like you're about to faint.
No.
Okay.
I'm trying out a new underpiece, by the way. I think that's why I'm hot.
Yeah.
It's literally a wig cap.
Oh, yeah, that was a new trick, right?
Yeah.
For all the hijabis out there.
Amir's wife was telling me about this because she's. I was like, how? Total, like, digression, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, how does your hijab stay in place? Because I always use fashion tape, but, like, when you're wearing modal, it kind of ruins it sometimes. And she's like, oh, girl, I use a wig cap. I said, excusez-moi? Wig cap? So, yeah, Amazon is growing on me. Okay. It's hot, though. I'm really hot.
Yeah, maybe it might be more of a winter thing.
That's what I was thinking, low-key. Yeah. Okay, anyways, go back to what you're saying. Sorry.
Now that I know Sarah's not dying. So the age thing, well, now that I'm here, I think it's clear that I didn't really care.
Did you ever care?
For me, I always did, honestly, it was always within, like, a couple years of me. There were times where I kind of went out of that range, but only if the person, like, seemed more mature than, or, like, they seemed like they had a good head on their shoulders or whatever. But for the most part, it was always within my age range, but that was also because of the people I hung around, right?
Yeah.
Normally, when you're interacting or when you're hanging out with a group around your age, like, you're going to naturally, you know, see people who are around your age, right? But it was never a big deal for me when it came to age. I didn't care, and clearly, you know, my wife, do they already know that she's, like, slightly older? Not even significantly older than me.
It's like a couple months.
A little more than a couple months.
Okay, like almost a year.
Yeah, exactly. But, that wasn't really, like, a big deal breaker for me when I initially heard or met her. And, like, I feel like Aisha said, that your age does make a difference. Like, if now that I was, like, what, 30 at the time? That window definitely becomes a lot smaller. And I did have a cutoff, I think I said at one point, where it was like, anyone who's born in the 90s is game kind of thing, right?
And like, anyone in the 2000s is not?
Yeah, exactly. Because then it's just weird to be like, yeah, my wife was married, I mean, born in the year 2000 and whatever.
Even though now,
if you're like born in 2000, year 2000, technically you'd be 25 now. What?
25 versus 32.
Yeah, even that gap can be a little tricky.
I was 24 there, I think.
What?
I think I was 24 there.
Yeah, see, when I see you guys here, I think of like kids, right? Like you guys are like, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, we.
But you kind of do, but like you're doing well, but like.
Yeah.
But this is someone who is fully mature. Like you've already been through university. Like you're all almost working full-time jobs at this point, or at least looking for them.
This was like right before we all graduated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2017.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. At this point, you guys have kind of gone through everything that takes to become mature outside of, like, you know, getting your own place and having to pay all these bills. Like, you might have been paying one or two bills at that time.
But, I don't even think I was paying any bills.
Oh, see? You might have been paying your phone bill.
Maybe I was. My phone. I don't know. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. But ultimately, yeah, age didn't really make a huge difference to me. Mm. Like, maybe in a few years, like, let's say I was 36 or 37, but I still wanted to make it have a family, mm-hmm. then I would look maybe more like that range would actually increase. So that's a tricky thing. That's a funny thing is that like the range decreases as you get to a certain age, like around 30, and then it increases the older you get. Huh. You'll be like 37, 38. And at that point you're thinking, okay, I still want like a family. Like let's say I want two or three kids and you start doing the math in your head. You're like, okay, usually, what are the ages that women can still have kids? Okay, it'll be like this range. And then you start looking around that range. Or some might even go later. They might be like looking for someone who's 29 or 28 when they're 37, which is still a huge gap. Mm-hmm. But by 28, 29, even 30, like, I feel like everyone is fully mature or mostly mature at that point.
But I'm thinking like when I was 21 and I thought of someone who was, which is crazy. But when I was 21 and I thought of someone who was 30, I'm like, 30?
See?
You're 30? Like we're in different lifetimes, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Or like just different generations.
Yeah, which is why I think the age gap increases as you get older. Because you can be, for men, it's different.
I'm
giving this all from a man's perspective because as men, like first off, if you're someone who wants to have a family or have kids, like, you know, we kind of like lucked out where we kind of have kids whenever we want.
But I feel like with like the technological advancements you can have kids later.
And there is a whole ethical question of like if you are 45, 46, like as a man, even if you can, should you be having kids? Because like should be able to, you know, grow up with a father who's able to you know,
old
be with
it,
yeah, play with them, chase after them, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like those are almost like grandpa, not grandpa ages, but like, you know, that point, if you had a kid at 23, 24, like, you know, the old generation, they had kids younger, whatever, you would have a 21-year-old, 22-year-old who might actually be going out there looking for start a family as well, depending on where you are in the world, because, you know, the ranges change. We, of course, we're a little bit late to the game, but in other places in the world, people are already, even in America, people are already having kids and, like, having families by the age of, like, 21, 22.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say we're late to the game. We're exactly not late to the game, but, like, but I get what you meant.
Culturally or societal-wise, whatever. Actually, no. In society, it changes depending on where you are as well.
Yeah.
I feel like in more urban societies, like, people usually get married later in life, but in more rural societies, they get married earlier in life.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of factors that come into play when it comes to the age at which you look at it for looking for where you're looking for a partner and like what age that your partner has to be, and it changes depending on whether you're a man or a woman. Mm-hmm. So I give it from the man's perspective, but you can give it from the woman's perspective.
Okay, I already know what my answer is. I actually remember my mentality at that time was always to get with someone my age or max 2 years older, which is such a weird, like, I did not even look in the direction. Like, I remember having the mentality of, like, if I ever met someone back then.
Wait, did you say max 2 years older?
Yeah.
At that age?
Yeah, I know. I used to always, when I met people that were, like, a year younger than me, I'd be like, oh, my God, you're a baby. And I'm, like, cringing because really we're the same. I was born at the end of 1992. I'm basically a 93 baby.
Yeah.
So really, like, not me over dramatizing someone born 3 months after me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But later in the year, mm-hmm. later on in life, my experiences have shifted my perception. Mm-hmm. Did I end up getting engaged to somebody who was younger than me? Yeah. And I got humbled real quick.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, it's age truly is nothing but a number.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is all about maturity and where you're at in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So now my mentality comes down to how mature are you?
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I'm probably not gonna go for someone who's in their 20s.
Yeah.
Now. So I think my age range is still. I'm 32.
It's not that far from here.
So if I was Amir,
when you say 20s, have a late 20s. Does it just feel wrong saying 20 before the number?
This is my man, Amir. He's 28.
Yeah.
You would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Well, the thing is that, never would even ask for the age.
Yeah, anyways, I know. Right? I know.
I would just assume, okay, they are they mature? I would go off of how they act. Versus what their number, you just said, age is just a number. So I'd just be like, okay, how do they act? Do they get our references?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's fair.
That's actually, oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
I was going to say, I was seeing, you know how GQ makes those couples videos?
Mm.
There's one where it was a basketball player and an Instagram influencer. She's in her 40s.
Oh.
But she's one of those ones that gotten a lot of surgery. She looks a lot younger and she goes after younger basketball players.
Interesting.
And she straight up got into a relationship with this dude and they have one of those cute relationship videos where they talk about not references, but things they know about each other.
Mm.
And it came up that Beyonce being in Destiny's Child. And he's like, Beyonce isn't in a band? It wasn't a group?
What?
Yeah.
How old is this guy?
He's 22, 23, something like that.
And she's 40?
Yeah, she's in her early 40s. But if it gets to that, if it gets down to that where they don't even know, I don't know why that's the scale, but if they don't even know, I don't know, Beyonce was in Destiny's Child or what's another reference?
They didn't watch the same cartoons as us growing up.
Yeah, let's say they didn't know. What's another reference that we can give that would be
if they don't watch Arthur, but they watch Blippi, bye. Actually, yeah, Blippi's that's toddler.
If they don't know who Arthur is, but I feel like Arthur might have made it into the new generation because of memes.
Oh, yeah, right? You're right.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't know that Miley Cyrus was Hannah Montana...
That could be one too. Yeah, they didn't know that Miley Cyrus had a whole show where she was Hannah Montana, or when someone mentions Hannah Montana, they don't know what it is.
Yeah,
at that point, what are you doing with your life? Should you guys, if you can't even relate on those kind of things, that's where it really comes into
play. But that's subjective, because pop culture, what if they just never watched TV growing up? I don't know, but they were still born in the 90s.
But I feel like that's a universal thing. No.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'm
wrong.
If you didn't
I could be wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying, okay, that's one thing that would be a good gauge.
If you didn't have the Scholastic Book Fair in your school.
Oh, yeah. That could be. Do they still have those? I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know. Is anyone in public school?
I don't think
so. What do you call it? Elementary school? Probably not.
Yeah.
You're too young for this podcast. Mm-hmm.
We can ask those cousins.
Oh, yeah.
My cousins, technically.
But they're our cousins, but they're...
They're only a couple years out of it.
No, but yeah, it's possible that it probably mm-hmm. stopped now.
I'm going to ask them.
We can ask them.
Oh, but that was in elementary school, so that was even 5 years earlier.
Yeah.
I'm sure they still have them somewhere around. If they do, if they still have Scholastic Book Fairs, and let's say whenever, five years when you have, a four-year-old or whatever. When do kids go to school? 4 years, 4 years old?
Yeah,
4 years old. Would you be that parent who's like, I'm buying you everything you want?
Yes. Bro, do you know how excited I used to be for a Scholastic Book Fair?
And not being able to get nothing?
No, I've gotten a few things.
Did you get things?
I would beg.
Yeah, parents who loved you.
No.
My parents loved me too, okay?
No, but it was once a year.
Yeah.
I think the fair was only once a year too, but I would mm-hmm. Really have to justify why I needed it.
Yeah.
You know, half the shit I got was random,
mm-hmm.
Very, very random. I think
you'd always get a pencil with those giant erasers that had pictures on them or whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Like the, you know, the pencils that have those, it's like the white thing that you replace every time it loses its sharpness.
Oh, we love those.
Those.
That was such a waste of like just resources. If you think about all the plastic that went into that.
Yeah.
But I was one of those kids. My hustle was that I would work for the Scholastic Book Fair. I would help them set up. I know. They let us, because I technically worked in the library. Like I would help like put books back. So whenever the Scholastic Book Fair came through, I would be helping them set it up. And if I helped them set up, I would get like 2 or 3 free things.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, life hack.
For real though.
Life hack.
So, you know, I have to hustle out here, okay? Unfortunately, I wasn't as privileged as others in here. I'm just saying, okay?
That's where I got my Britney Spears diary from. Really? Do you remember the Britney Spears diary?
I remember. Is it the one with the pink cover? She's like wearing like purple. Pink top.
Yeah, and yeah, it has that? A lock on it. I still have that diary. Maybe one day. Actually, I'll never read it on the podcast.
Well, I'm not buying. I wanted to say I'm not buying my kids nothing from there. I'm gonna make them hustle too.
You know what? I'm gonna be the cool aunt that they text me like, Anisara, my mom and dad aren't buying.
If you're willing to take on that job, sure.
I'll be like, here's a 20 little one. go buy yourself 20. Nice. I don't know how much.
$5 max. Oh, actually, maybe inflation has played a part. Yeah. Like,
weren't they expensive?
I know that they were. Yeah, they were pricey, but I want to see what the actual prices were. Because, like, compared to what they are now, there's probably, like, $2, $3, something like that.
And our parents wouldn't spare us $2?
You know, inflation's a big thing. I'm just saying.
I guess.
But yeah, we're getting distracted here.
Yeah. All in all, back then, I was pretty strict with my boundaries of age. Mm-hmm. Now, I think I'm a little bit more lenient. It's all about maturity at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. If we're in the same place in life, then, you know, I'll consider you.
Yeah, basically. And I've already gotten married, so...
Pretty low is there. And yeah. I mean, I'm a lot, maybe 1-2 years
yeah.
behind.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though.
I don't know.
I feel like maturity. It's about maturity, but in general, like, I don't want to be, like, pointing fingers, but I feel like, in general, guys mature slower anyway.
That's true.
So if you get with a guy, say, for example, 2 years younger than you.
Yeah.
When you're hitting, like, when you're, like, 26 plus, and say he's, like, 24, 23... He's gonna have the mentality of like an 18-year-old guy.
Yo!
I don't want to date you. I said in general, though.
That's crazy.
That's what you thought about us?
That's crazy.
You thought that we aged 5 years slower
than
what we
really were? I had no scientific fact, like no basis. I don't even know where I got that.
I feel like by the age of 18, though I acted somewhat immature, okay? I developed skills. Well, maybe not 18, 20. By 20, I was going back to school. I had a job. I had a job since I was like 16, and I was paying like for my own phone bill. I was getting close to. I didn't cook all my own food. Yeah, I don't think I cooked all my food yet at that point. But like, I was getting there.
Amir, everything you just listed is like you learned a sense of responsibility.
Yeah,
responsibility doesn't equate maturity.
Does it not? Like, what you do with that responsibility.
To an extent.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, emotional maturity. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big one. If you're not, if your EQ is trash.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I didn't really develop that until I was, like, 30. Or, like, 29. Whenever COVID started.
Yeah. 27.
Yeah, let's say 27.
That's when it was. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know what it is? Like, obviously, people... Everyone goes through different like experiences in life, and so your experiences help shape your outlook on life, your maturity, your responsibility, whatever, you know. And so at the time, obviously my experiences in life were very limited. Okay, I was very sheltered. Now, from the hundreds of people that I've met between then and now, you can see the difference between people who have lived a more sheltered life, maybe have a limited outlook on life versus someone who has, like, you know, that's just what was willed for them. And, you know, as they say, like the cards that they've been dealt. Right. Mm-hmm. So like for some people that have maybe had a tougher upbringing or just like had to hustle more or has just gone through like different experiences in life at an early age, it has sometimes forced them to grow up a lot faster than their peers.
Yeah.
And so they're like, you know, sometimes like you'll look at certain people and you're like, wow, you're really wise beyond like you act like you're in your mid 50s and you're 25, like that type of thing. So like you were responsible for sure. You learned the art of being responsible at a very young age. But it's like the emotional maturity, and even myself, like I'm thinking back then, I was not emotionally mature. I thought I was.
Yeah.
But now clearly, looking back.
Well, now, man, just saying, okay, you were 18 as well, mentally. Just saying.
That's crazy. I can't believe I said that.
You're telling me a guy that's 2+ years younger than you, you're going to have the same maturity level as him?
Some men mature differently. It depends on where he is in life.
Where his mindset is. You know what I mean?
See?
Some people are... That's why she's saying the older you get, the smaller the gap becomes. If he's like 30 and you're 32...
Imagine like you're a university graduate, whatever.
Yeah.
And this person's still like... First, second year of university.
Yeah. Buddy, no way.
You're gonna be waiting a while. Like, I know some people are like, you can get married in university, whatever, but if you're both
for me personally, I couldn't do it.
No, if you're like in third year and he's in first year, I could let that slide.
Really?
No, just think about it. It's better than her being a working woman and then the guy just entered first year university. Like, she's like looking to build her career.
But think about the long term.
He's just
about
the long term. But like, so many. No. Because imagine the person you were in first year, second year.
Exactly.
The person you are when you graduate. Completely different. You have a different mindset.
No.
See, mine was trying to be reasonable here.
Imagine 4+ years was fine for me back then. What did she say?
We're not going to
I don't know, all this stuff, the stuff you guys are saying right now is true, because that is the thing, that the aspect that like culturally or like traditionally that we're thinking of or that we're coming from is that like men are usually the providers.
That's where the whole like go for an older guy come, like that ideology comes from, is like a guy who's typically older is more advanced in life, as in he's already went through school, if he did school. Mm-hmm. He's already working. He already has, like, he's financially established.
Yeah.
And so wherever you are in life, like, you meet him where he's at, type of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that's probably why when she said, like, the whole 4+ years or this whole argument right now, because you guys are also thinking about, like, being provider and all that stuff, too. I feel like that's what you guys are thinking about.
But Iman's argument in the purple, for those that don't know her, Iman's argument in the purple, so she was saying, like, it's okay for the woman to be the sugar mama for the first couple of years, and, like, you'll just mature together.
Yeah.
But my argument was, like, if a guy's already younger than you, he's not going to be, usually, he's not going to be at the same maturity level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you're already working,
There's
outliers, of course, but I'm saying, like, from the sense of, I'm thinking myself at the stage that I'm at now and my maturity level versus someone who's like 25. If I was to talk to a guy who was 25, he might still be think of yourself at 25. Yeah. You might still be of the mindset of like, I'm young, I can do whatever I want. Like, I'm not looking to settle down.
Yeah.
So like, he might be responsible. He might have a job. He might have this and that.
Yeah, definitely.
But maybe his emotional maturity, he's not actually ready to be in a committed long-term relationship.
Especially for us, because, like, our parents want us to be 100.
Yeah, but
like
I'm saying,
academically, like, financially, and then, like, worry about the man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, like, in terms of the pressure of marriage, not, like, being...
Oh,
like, for them, I feel like in our community, marriage is always seen as, like, what's the word? Like, an accomplishment.
It's, like, the epitome of success.
But I feel like it's not an accomplishment. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just the next stage in your life.
It's not a challenge.
You don't think marriage is an accomplishment?
I think the way that I was thinking back then was that, like, it is an accomplishment and it's sunnah. Like, marriage is a very beautiful thing and everyone should strive for it. You know, inshallah, may Allah grant all of you that are listening that.
Mm-hmm.
What I meant was that the same way that you think of, like, graduating, getting a job, getting married, having kids graduating, kids getting a job, kids getting... It's like they are stages in life that you go through.
Mm-hmm.
The same way that you go through puberty. The same way that, like, you know, these things. And so I think the way that I was thinking about it was, like, some people view marriage as, like, the end-all be-all. Like, if you get married, like Hanan said, the epitome of success. Like, wow, you've made it in life. And like, you know, a marriage is an accomplishment to an extent.
It's literally celebrated with hundreds of people. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's an accomplishment, but it's not like it's a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it's like the epitome of success. But then again, what you define as success is relative to you.
Yeah. For the people who don't want to get married or like choose to do something else with their life, like to say... That this is just a another step in life.
Mm. I'm not trying to minimize it, but yeah. I'm saying like.
No, I'm not minimizing it, but like, what I'm saying is like marriage is not for everyone. So maybe it's seen as an accomplishment because like not everyone will get to go through it. And like the fact that you were able to do it at whatever stage in life that you're currently in is like an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah.
Because if it was something that everyone went through, like no matter what, like you said, like puberty, or whatever, then I feel like it wouldn't be at something that's as celebrated because it's expected. Mm. Right. That's why it's an accomplishment, because it is expected, but not everyone will get it. So when you do get it, it seems like an accomplishment. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's so celebrated. It is a stage, but it is also an accomplishment because it's not a stage that everyone goes through. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah. I get that.
Because, yeah, because then, like, there are people who go through other stages in life.
Yeah.
Or people just stay on a certain stage and coast for the rest of life like that.
But mm-hmm. if that's what they want, then that's what they want. Exactly. Right? Like, mm-hmm. I get that. I think, like, it was also the mentality of like, okay, you get married and mm-hmm. like that's your new stage in life, it's an accomplishment, but mm-hmm. is that now your new identity? Like your whole identity is like, I'm married. Mm-hmm. Like your identity is a married person, but it's like you don't want to limit yourself to just that.
It's not your identity for sure. It's just something it's like you said, it's like an accomplishment in your life. Like if you graduate in school, that's an accomplishment. Because technically, it's another stage, because once you graduate, you get a job using that whatever degree,
hopefully, yeah.
that you got, that you did. So, like, but you're not now, like, sad at the graduate.
Yeah.
Right? It's just another accomplishment in your life. Mm-hmm. And it takes you to another stage in life. Because I feel like there are multiple stages you're standing on in life. Whether it be, like, the career stage, and then there's, like, the life stage, or, like, the relationship stage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're trying to say.
Right. And then if you have like some extracurricular activities, like if you're into a sport or something, like there's stages in that as well. So there are different stages depending on what you're doing in life. It's not like one big stage. The parents can, you know, not all, but people, our community can make it seem like that's the only stage that matters.
But
that's maybe the big thing. That's maybe what we're trying to get to. Yeah. They're trying to make it seem like the only stage you should be focusing on right now is this whole marriage stage process or life thing that you're doing.
It also could be like a mm-hmm. generational thing, because if you think about our parents who are all mm-hmm. immigrants, well, like our parents I'm talking about, yeah. for them, you know, they were raised in Ethiopia, where for them, like, their purpose in life outside mm-hmm. of course, like being a Muslim mm-hmm. is to get married and procreate, yeah. right? So like that's why it's like, well, mm-hmm. like you have to go through these things. But obviously when they came here mm-hmm. and they had kids here, they're thinking, okay, I want my child to have a better opportunity mm-hmm. than I did. And in order to succeed in these countries that we're in, you have to go to school. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, get a degree in certain fields in order to get a good paying job, mm-hmm. for example. And so then the idea of like go graduate and become mm-hmm. doctor, engineer, lawyer, whatever, and then you can get married type yeah. of thing.
Yeah, that's the thing about going from where they came from to here, like in the rest of the Western world, like you can be more multifaceted.
Before yeah.
there's like you got a job and made a family and that was pretty much it. That was like there were other people who were changing that.
Yeah.
And but it was less of there weren't as many examples for them.
Yeah.
So it seemed like there was only one option or like one direction or one path that you can go down.
Yeah.
But now there's like a million paths that you or thousands of paths that you can go down.
For sure.
But they're still thinking about that one path.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it seem like if you're veering off from that path, that like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, you know.
How do you feel about like meeting someone online? How do you feel about meeting someone online? In case you guys didn't hear that.
Yeah. Like sliding in the DM.
First of all, like we are in the social media age. We are in the digital age.
We is.
So
hold up. I got a question for you though.
Alright, what's your question?
My question is, okay, you acknowledge that we're in the social media age.
Yes.
If a
gentleman.
Like a six type of guy. A six at
ten. Who's a six? Oh, six out of ten. Oh.
I mean, six out of ten guy. Okay. Hits you up in the DM like, hey.
And you have no idea.
Not using, yeah, using red pill slang.
I mean, it's Instagram. It doesn't really show you your mutual.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Like, it says yeah, followed by. Yeah.
Yeah. Followed by.
Listen, I mean, trust me. I researched all of that. It shows.
All right. Okay, let's just say he knew some friend from, like, another city that you don't really know that well, but, like, you kind of met here and there. Okay. But you follow each other. So he has, like, one, two mutual friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He hits you up. He's like, hey, I think you're so pretty. You look like you could be fun.
Ooh.
You look like you
could be fun. I mean,
could be fun. What do you mean by that?
This is so ugly. Look at how much younger they got.
No, I mean, he clearly judged you by your social profile.
No, okay.
He's like, you know, you cool. I want to get to know you.
Right.
Would you give him a chance, or would you just be like, bye, and not even open the message?
I wouldn't open the message.
Okay, I open the message.
It depends.
If he starts like, hey, sweetie, you're beautiful. No.
What did you
say? Okay, it comes about like, in a less creepy way. Being like, what does he have to say for you to open the message?
No, okay.
This is the rule of thumb. If a random guy DMs you, if there's no mutual friends, you can't even lie. You won't even look twice.
No.
If he's listen, if he has like 32 mutual friends, he'd be like, okay, I might know this person.
Yeah.
And then you like do your little
exactly. You might, he just wants to be friends.
And you might follow back if he follows you.
Why would you want to be friends?
No, okay. It's just my
one thing. He doesn't have enough friends.
You might be like interested to know who he is, but it really that message better be smooth.
Yes.
You have to have game.
What type of game? Please tell me.
Like, it's not like, hey, what's up? You beautiful. Nah.
Okay.
You have to be like, you know, something that's gonna.
If he somehow your eye, you said something funny.
Yeah.
But like, it was low key cheesy, but it was funny. So
yeah.
Would you build a relationship just solely online?
No. Oh, but I have a question.
Really? You wouldn't.
No.
I need to meet you once. If the chemistry online don't match the chemistry in person, that's a problem. But what if you've been? What if you guys have just been friends for like 6 months, whatever? You're obviously gonna catch feelings, even if you've never met.
But to the social media,
you can like.
I might catch feelings, but I won't take it to the next step without meeting you in person.
Yeah,
that's an interesting point.
Okay.
She said I won't take it to the next step without meeting in person.
So this is the one thing I noticed that you guys were talking about here mainly is like. Hitting the DMs, not even like social media. Were social media apps or Muslim dating apps even a thing yet?
I don't think so.
In 2017? I don't think there was a market for it like that at that point. That's why you guys are not even like mentioning it.
Yeah, because we didn't use them.
Mm-hmm. Because you guys are talking about like DMs and all this stuff. So
this is pre-TikTok. Like, this is just Instagram.
Mm-hmm. So would you say your opinion's the same? Like, if someone hits you in DMs, depending on how many mutuals you guys have, that's what you're going to be. That's what you're going to gauge on whether you reply or not.
Oh, my perception, like where my head is at now is very different because for the purpose of the podcast, I look at my DMs more often.
Mm-hmm.
But for everyone who thinks that my DMs are flooded with men, no, it's mostly girls.
Yeah.
I love the girls though. But before Amir got married, half the time it was like, is Amir single?
Oh,
set me up with Amir.
I'm sorry, yeah. But I mean, I'm sorry to you, technically.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Don't worry. I scouted them through, and a lot of us ended up becoming friends now. But I think, yeah, it's harder to just like. And I commend every guy who has ever sent a DM. I know that rejection is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, okay? And if you went out of your way to send someone a DM to compliment them or whatever, fine. What I feel like I don't respond to is like, it's one thing to like respond to a story and spark a conversation. Okay?
Yeah.
But if you're just like cold DM, not responding to a story, and it's just like, hi.
Yeah.
First of all, Instagram has changed the way that the DMs work, where it's like.
Like, it hides people that you don't even follow.
There's like requests, and then there's hidden requests.
Yeah.
And the hidden requests, you don't get a notification for.
Yeah.
So there have been times where people have sent me a DM and I saw it like months later and I'm like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And it'd be people I knew but like maybe just didn't see that they followed me.
Yeah.
And so I never got the notification.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if like if a guy, yeah, if we had a lot of mutuals, chances are we either have crossed paths in person or we've seen each other online, like maybe we knew of each other. I don't take the DMs as seriously anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just, it doesn't, like, it's not like, if someone, even if it was a guy sent me a DM, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, sent me a DM.
Do you feel that's because, like, at that point in 2017, just Instagram, specifically just Instagram itself was very different than it is now. Yeah. Like, I feel like this is pre-algorithm and all those things. So it was, it did feel a lot more local
and
in
personal,
a way.
And personal, like.
And personal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You might have just, like, the people you were getting on your timeline were only people you knew for the most part.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And, so, like, if someone ended up messaging you, the likelihood of that person being more local to you or being someone who's more, has more mutuals to you is, like, higher. So, but now I feel like because it's so random, like, your posts can go anywhere. Now that we have a podcast and stuff, anyone can see your stuff. It feels like you can get a message from anywhere in the world, technically.
Yeah.
So you're less likely to even give your DMs a chance or, like, even look into them.
I look at them. Mm-hmm. I look at them. But
not as, like, for, like, looking for a relationship or something like that. I don't think you're ever looking for a relationship, even back then.
Yeah.
But, like, is even to even, like, contemplate it. Unless it's, like, someone you know.
Yeah, like, it depends on the message. If someone just sends me a message that says hi, I'm probably not going to, like,
sorry. So then you're the same here.
No, because if it's just hi and nothing
else. No, but you guys were saying here, like, it has to, like, be something.
Yeah, if you want a response from me, like, ask me a question. I don't know. But, like, what camera do you... Actually, I've been asked that. What camera do you use? And I respond to those because, like, if you genuinely want advice or, like, you're asking about the podcast, I'm going to respond to you. But if you're just saying hi only, like, okay, cool, hi. But I'm not going to... What's the point? I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah. So would you say your opinion has changed from then? Not as much?
No. I feel like it's the same.
Honestly, what I'm seeing is that, like, for the most part, maybe you're more nuanced now, but, like, the opinions haven't changed too much.
Yeah. I think now I view it in a way where it's like, I don't know if nuanced is the right way to look at it. I think my understanding overall is just a bit more my comprehension is more expansive now. So it's like, back then, I would take a DM a lot more seriously. Now, it's not that serious. Even if it was someone that I knew or knew of or whatever.
Yeah.
If they send me a DM, I'm like, okay, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Now, because I think a lot of people have that same idea that DMs are not that serious. So even if a guy was to DM me, I wouldn't automatically be like, oh my God, he's totally in love with me. Like, I don't view it in that way anymore. Yeah.
But back then, you'd be like, yo, sign a
screenshot,
sign the Nikah certificate contract.
No, I was just like, oh my God, guys, guess who DM'd me?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So our next topic is the wrong guys trying to holler.
Yes. Yes.
So some people be like, oh, you guys are so beautiful, you guys are this, that, where are all the fellas?
Yeah.
Oh, they're there. They are. But they're not the right one.
Yeah.
So what do you guys feel about that?
We have standards. Like, we're not just going to throw ourselves into a relationship because time is running out or whatever and you're trying to get married. Like, I've seen many relationships fall apart for that reason specifically. So
they, like, victimize themselves. They, like, because they say, like, oh, like, it takes so much courage for a guy to, like, ask a girl out, and then if you guys are just gonna be bitches and, like, swear with every single time, like, y'all are too stuck.
I mean,
up,
you better come correct then.
No, because then they're gonna,
you know what I mean?
I just feel like they're, like, for girls who are pushing, like, the 25 plus, they'll be like, well, that's why you're single then.
No,
but you know what I mean? Like, I've gotten so many people that say, don't be picky, have an open mind. Like,
we can be as picky as we want. If the end goal is being with this person for the rest of our lives, we're gonna be picky.
First of all, there's so many F boys, okay?
Yeah.
We try to be better Muslims all the time, you know? And, like, there's guys that are like, oh, send me a picture without your hijab on. Like, nobody wants that kind of guy. Like, you know?
We call those men waste.
You waste. Like, that's, like, the biggest thing for me. Like, if you don't want to get to know someone's inside before, like, getting to know what they look like physically, then bye. Like, you know, you're not the one for me.
Because sometimes girls are in their heads as well. They're like, you know, maybe people are right. Like, maybe I should just give these people a chance. And, like, maybe they'll put themselves in that. And they put themselves in that position. Maybe they're in a relationship for a small amount of time, and they realize, they're like, why am I setting my standards lower? Because everyone is telling me to stop being picky. And then things fall apart, and you're like, well, I should have just listened to myself in the first place.
Yeah, but I feel like, okay, so the original question was, what if, like, the wrong guy was trying to holler? But mainly, I think what they really mean is that, like, what if it's like they don't fill all your checks, right? Mm, basically,
they don't check all the boxes.
Yeah, they don't check all the boxes, mm-hmm. and like people are saying, "Oh, you know,
you're being too picky
in that situation."
Ooh, I got words.
Yeah, now that we're older, and you know, we're still, at least one of us is still in the searching process. How has your opinion changed on that?
You know what? I feel mm-hmm. like I've gotten even pickier now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now that I know myself more, mm-hmm. I really am like, yeah, I'm not going to make the decision to just marry like just anyone, mm-hmm. because you can really see how a person can impact your well-being. Like, marrying the wrong person is such a disservice to yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, why put yourself through that stress? Like, mm-hmm. if you are in a place of privilege where you were able to like go to therapy, or even if you just did the self-work without going to therapy, and you're just like in a place where you really are like the best version of yourself or are working towards that, you're gonna reach a point where you're like, no, I'm not just gonna let anyone into my space mm-hmm. and ruin all of the work and the progress that I've had. Like, it's just not worth it to me. Like, I would much rather stay single and happy mm-hmm. than marry the wrong person and be unhappy for the rest of my life, let alone have to potentially have kids with that person. Mm-hmm. So you're bonded for a lot. Like, bro, hell no. Sorry, not doing that. So I feel like, you know, people that pressure you for marriage, like, it's easier said than done to just block out the noise. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, know yourself first, and that'll help you have a clearer picture of like what you're looking for or who you're looking for, and just be open. Like, as you meet people, usually you'll be like, okay, like, I like these qualities in this person, and I like, you know, the more people that you talk to or like just get to know casually mm-hmm. without like dating them, you get a better idea of what you want versus what you don't want, and then just make dua and hope for the best. Mm-hmm. I don't know,
but from when you filmed this to now, mm-hmm. was there any time, because I feel like it's never like linear, was there a time where like maybe where you got closer to being like, maybe they're right, and then got back to,
yeah, man, I listen, mm-hmm. let me give you some big sister advice, okay? there were times where I said, this is not the person I'm looking for, mm-hmm. but let me just give it a shot anyways, just to see, mm-hmm. and it never worked out every yeah. time that I tried it traumatized me more and more, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, no, not doing that ever again, mm-hmm. and I did it again and again until I finally learned my lesson.
Yeah.
And now I'm at a point where like it's just not worth me going outside the box. Like, this is what I want, mm-hmm. and there's a guy standing over there, like, you're good over there, I don't gotta come to you, mm-hmm. type of thing, you know?
So I guess that's advice for people who feel like they might fall into that pressure, because At this point, I feel like you were pretty confident, but then, you know, people chip away at you eventually. The more they start pestering you, be like, you know, you're getting up there, like you guys were mentioning.
Yeah.
It actually did, I guess, get to you.
Yeah, but then it definitely got to me.
You learned the hard way, unfortunately, that, like, no, it actually doesn't work.
Yeah, because, like, you know, when everyone in your circle, cousins, friends, mm-hmm. and whatever, are getting married, like, you're kind of sitting there and you're like, well, when is it my turn? Mm-hmm. And so people tell you, like, oh, you need to be more open. And it's mm-hmm. like, how much more? Like, what do you want me to do? Like, yeah. Literally, sometimes people need to realize that this isn't fully in your control. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really going to happen when it's meant to happen for you. Mm-hmm. And so there's no point in pressuring someone, because when you do pressure them, sometimes they end up giving, like, the wrong person a shot. And then they got to undo all that damage, like... Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you can leave situations unscathed and, like, alhamdulillah for that. But then there are times where it's, like, this lasting damage that, like, it takes a lot of time to undo all of that. And mm-hmm. your perception on, like, love and marriage gets changed, and you're, like, become cynical, you become jaded, and it's mm-hmm. blocks you from potentially meeting the right person. Like, the right person might come along, and because you're so hurt from the last thing, you're like, no, not right now. And mm-hmm. then you miss out on that opportunity, and it's just... It's not worth it. It's not yeah. worth it. And if you're in a place where you want to find someone, just don't let the pressure get to you.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And that's another thing that, you know, going back to the whole difference between men and women, I feel like we didn't really have those pressures. Like, sure, they tell us to get married.
I feel like you got a little bit of pressure. Mm-hmm. You like people would make comments at you a lot.
Yeah, but there was never the whole thing of being, oh, you're being too picky. That was never a thing. And you know, alhamdulillah, within our community, the women are raised to be very respectful. Mm. And I feel like, you know, unfortunately, there's not as much attention given to the men, clearly.
Who was it?
So
I was at a wedding. Y'all get a
shortened stick, yeah.
Like maybe 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And one of my aunts said something so funny mm-hmm. that I genuinely was like, girl, no. She's like, as long as he has two eyes, two arms. Two legs.
Yeah.
Just full marry
full
him.
Set of teeth. Well, maybe half a set of teeth.
She didn't even mention the teeth. She just said two eyes and two hands.
Yeah.
And two legs. And I was like, yeah. Inshallah. Make dua for me. And she's like, I'm being serious. Like, girls, you guys are way too picky. And I was like, it's not that, but it's also like, I'm not buying a t-shirt that has a return policy, lady. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like
this is a real decision.
This is a real life decision. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, you worst case scenario, you could get a divorce, but I'm not getting married to get a divorce.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
Actually, funny enough, I'm thinking about it now. For the guys, it's kind of opposite. Mm. Where when the parents are pressuring you or people are pressuring you, they're giving you the stipulation you should have. You should be like, should be a good Muslim woman, have a good job. You know, be very respectful towards you and listen to what you say. Like, they give you the things that you should
crazy.
Be
yeah.
looking for, right? Mm-mm-mm. There are a lot of options on the men's side. Like, I was going back to what I said earlier, but I feel like it's harder on your side specifically.
Yeah, like, the other part of mm-hmm. it, too, and the reason why. Like, I know I was listening to Luz Marto's podcast mm-hmm. about their experience during Cuba and, yeah. like, the mix and mingle. Mm-hmm. But I think the other thing too is, especially when you're in like the 20s to 30s range, mm-hmm. a lot more women are high income earners now than they were like 10, 15 years ago, yeah. you know? And so for guys, like one of the most important things for a man to feel ready for marriage mm-hmm. is he has to feel financially stable.
Yeah.
If he doesn't feel financially stable, it's like, he could have found the perfect woman, but mm-hmm. it's like he's not going to proceed. He's not going to go mm-hmm. forward until he feels that way. Why? Because men are conditioned to have that provider mindset. Like that's just within their yeah. nature to be like that. Mm-hmm. And not every guy has the mentality of like, okay, we'll build together. Some do mm-hmm. and it works out for them. But a lot of them are like, no, I need to be able to fulfill my obligations towards yeah. her, and if I can't do that, then why am I getting mm-hmm. married type of
we
thing.
We specifically talked about that on previous episodes. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so because of the fact that a lot of women are higher income earners now, mm-hmm. there's that other side of it where it's like, what if your wife or like the girl you mm-hmm. want to get with makes more than you, for example? Are you now mm-hmm. feeling emasculated and you're like, well, you make 5K more than me, so like, or whatever, mm-hmm. it's maybe a bigger gap.
Yeah.
And so because of that, like now the guy wants to get a new job mm-hmm. and like, you know what I mean? So there's so many things mm-hmm.
or there's reasons. That aspect of it for sure.
Yeah. And like for that, I wouldn't say that a man's being picky. I think mm-hmm. he's just trying to cross his T's and dot his I's before yeah. making the decision.
Yeah. And for, like it's getting worse these days because you know how the economy is. Like it's
more
very
women
up and
are
down.
Educated.
Yeah, yeah. But not only education, but like just job wise, I feel like a lot of men... not people in general, like it's harder to get a job these days.
It
so like
job,
I feel like
right.
purely because of that the pool is naturally gonna get smaller, right? Because those guys will continue to be more hard on self, and now that the pool is larger, it's gonna be less of an option, and then it's a vicious cycle, unfortunately.
Which is why we go back to the whole like go for someone who's older than you mm-hmm. because they would have already gone through these growing pains and
yeah.
are now probably established in their career, and so mm-hmm. you're not really worrying about like is he financially stable or not.
Yeah. But that's a it's definitely something that you guys have to deal with a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens on both ends. But I feel like going back, when you said like it happens to us, I feel like the pressure is different. It's weird. It's like,
it is different.
Yeah. Because yeah. for the guys, they don't talk about any clock, right? That's the
they
main difference.
They don't. But if you're like if you're someone that's like known within your community mm-hmm. and to the moms and the aunties, like yeah. they see you as like a stand-up guy mm-hmm. and like, you have a job and you're, you know, like good looking and you're respectful, mm-hmm. they look at you like, why aren't you married yet? Mm-hmm. Like, you literally could get anyone. Like, why? What are you doing?
Yes. Like, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? You have a limp or something?
Or is there something else going on? I don't know if that's ever been a rumor.
Not in our community.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not in our community. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, what happened? Why are you breaking our mics?
Yeah, I don't know.
This girl. Okay. Yeah. So we have one more question, mm-hmm. and I think this we can do this all in one part. It's gonna be a lot of editing. I'm sorry, Hanan. I'm sorry. This week she just walked in. It's gonna be a lot of work this week. Technically, I have off tomorrow, so you know.
Edit it tomorrow.
Yeah.
It might take you long.
Last topic, which is probably like the most debated topic in like every group of friends, is personality versus looks. Yeah. Personality. What's more important to you guys?
Looks have to play a factor, yeah. because you know what I mean? First impression is looks.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I don't know. For me, it's opposite.
Really?
Looks?
No, I feel like personality first.
For first impression?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant. Because for me, I don't like.
That's true.
I don't go into things like, oh, this person looks attractive.
Like, I want to talk to him.
Yeah, first yeah, I yeah. go into you know, like, just, like I go into it as.
I'm sorry. We'll have a conversation, yeah. but it's gonna end there. Like, we can be friends. That hip all day.
But I go into things more as like friends first, yeah. Yeah. and then your personality attracts me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I don't see like. I feel like you can grow to like someone's looks.
It's that's different true. For men.
You that's start to true. Find them attractive.
Because men find it harder. To...
Men don't think with their head. That's why.
Exactly. Well,
I mean,
that's a stereotype.
Wait, not the one that is pissed. What'd you say? We don't think with our head, huh?
You didn't let her finish the punchline.
Oh, my bad.
She was going to finish it.
It's harder. To...
Men don't think with their head. That's why.
Exactly. Well, I mean, they
that's do. A stereotype.
But not the one that is pissed. That's a stereotype. I think you seek that deeper connection. They look for the personality. But she got to be sweet tough.
Yeah. She got to be a dime plus 99.
But not everyone's a dime plus 99.
Don't worry. I'll link this episode in our description so you guys can go back and watch it because it's honestly so funny.
Is it
like,
still, is
I'm
it still
done.
Messing up?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll hold it.
I'm going to fix it afterwards. Don't worry. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll fix that. But yeah, so you know what? For going through this video, you guys had some pretty mature statements.
I felt like
it'd be a little bit more wild. But you guys actually like, you know.
We were unhinged with how we were presenting our ideas.
Yeah.
But I kind of agree with most of it.
Exactly. Because like, it looks do, no one, everyone's lying to you if they say that looks don't play a part.
Into but for some people, they genuinely don't care.
There's no way that those are the exceptions.
Yeah,
the
they are the outliers in the world. I don't agree with that. That's just me though.
Well, you don't. Yeah, you feel like looks do play a part, right?
They do, but you know what's crazy? Have you ever been in a situation where someone might physically be attractive, but they have such a bad personality that you just don't like that it makes them look uglier after? Because that's happened to me before.
I don't think, thankfully, I haven't had so many experiences with people with like a horrible, actually, no, I have. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That can be a thing. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, and you know, what's crazy is like, I almost like gaslit myself in those scenarios. Like there would be someone where I was trying to convince myself that I liked them.
Yeah.
Because conventionally they're attractive, but like, I really didn't like their personality. Mm-hmm. And when I would talk to my friends, like literally the girls in this video, they'd be like, why, Sada? He's so attractive. I'm like, yeah, but like, I can't even have a conversation with the guy. Like, I'm carrying the conversation and I don't like that.
I feel like it's like a base level that everyone has of
for
like
what?
When it comes to the attractiveness of a person.
Yeah.
And then that's where, because like they said, in first impressions, right?
Yeah, like naturally, you see someone first before you speak to them. Yeah, you know, this isn't Love is Blind, you know?
Yeah, and it's not like a universal attractive. Everybody's idea of what attractive is different.
Yeah, subjective.
Right? Yeah, so technically, for other people's perspective, they could be like, oh, this person's like not, like, why are you dealing with this person? But in your eyes, they're super attractive because of your first impression of them, right? And it could be like the environment that you saw them in, right?
That's true. You know, when you're on vacation, people look better than they do like when you're in your day-to-day life.
Because they're dressed to impress at that point.
There's that. Mm-hmm. But then there's also like like there was this other theory of like having a work crush. Mm-hmm. Like if you were to just see them in the wild, you probably wouldn't find them attractive.
Yeah.
But it's the repetitive like exposure to them, seeing mm-hmm. them every single day, like in the same environment, like naturally you're just mm-hmm. like, well, I have to spend 8 hours with you every mm-hmm. single day. So like, you know,
you start to see like the small things. You're like, oh, you kind of like that. Like it becomes a factor.
Mm.
But generally it's like, I think the breakdown she gave is like 70-30.
Mm.
For everybody, it does have a different level of significance. For me, it wasn't like a huge thing. You know, alhamdulillah, I still got a beautiful wife. Right here.
She didn't even crack a smile.
Yeah, she's like, why?
Why such a serious face?
Yeah. I didn't hear what he said. What? You know why? Because she was so distracted by my looks. I said that looks were never like at the top of my list, right? Like it definitely played a factor. No.
But then, he said he lucked out because he still has a beautiful wife.
I lucked out. Still got a beautiful
Mashallah.
Wife. Mashallah. Don't look at me like that. Still not crying. But yeah, it definitely did play a part, though.
Yeah. No, I get that. Mm-hmm. And there could be situations where like, you see someone and you're like, yeah, like they're not bad. But mm-hmm. then you get to know them and their character is so beautiful that it beautifies their exterior.
Yeah. And also attractiveness is not only like looks. It's like
their character, how they carry themselves.
No, when it comes to the physical things, it's mm-hmm. like the things you find attractive that a person might be doing. Right.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I guess so. Yeah, that is part of the character.
Yeah. Like how they carry themselves. Like mm-hmm. if someone is just like, I don't know, like polite to everyone that they meet, like mm-hmm. that's an attractive quality.
Oh yeah, that, yeah, I guess
they're
that
protective,
is yeah.
or like, you know, they're they have consideration and thoughtfulness. Mm-hmm. Like those are attractive qualities, versus someone who's like arrogant or mm-hmm. like, you know, a gaslighter. Like mm-hmm. those are unattractive qualities. You know. Yeah,
but like, okay, let's say there's a guy who had the exact like face that you're looking for and the height that you're looking for, but had like no muscle mass. He didn't work out at all or had no muscle mass.
That, you know what?
Yeah.
That's not a permanent thing. We could work out together.
Hey, you're trying to change the man here.
I'm not
okay?
trying
I'm
to change
saying,
him.
Okay?
I'm just saying from the standpoint of mm-hmm. like, honestly.
What?
Why are you trying to get me in trouble? The thing is like if you find someone attractive, it doesn't matter what their physique mm-hmm. looks like. You find them attractive, you find them attractive.
I guess so, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Everything plays a factor. Yeah, okay.
Like
okay.
if you're someone who mm-hmm. likes muscles, mm-hmm. then you go for someone with muscles. You yeah. can't go for someone who doesn't have that, whether they're on the bigger side or the smaller side, and be like, well, you have to work out. Like,
mm-hmm.
go for, meet someone where they're at. Don't go for someone for their potential. Like, you can't look mm-hmm. at someone and be like, I could change you. Mm-hmm. No. Maybe you could change a man's wardrobe, because let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're a fashion blogger, y'all need some help. But when you're talking about the physical being of a person,
mm-hmm.
don't try and change that person. Of course, naturally, when you are in a relationship, like you change, like you kind of,
mm-hmm.
you're bouncing off the energy of the other person. And so you kind yeah. of grow together anyways. It happens. But you shouldn't change like the essence of the person. If you don't like the person,
mm-hmm.
stop trying to change them. That's not fair to them. Or
but how
you.
About if it's like something that's, let's say there's someone that you found attractive
mm-hmm.
and then you find out like they're smokers. They're a smoker afterwards. Like you're already attracted to them, but then the fact that you found out they're a smoker makes them unattractive to you.
Yeah.
But that's something that you can like change in that person, because you know it's better for their health anyways. And if they stop doing it, it will make you more attractive. So, you know, I'm just saying
if
it could
they,
be a factor that...
If they choose to mm-hmm. stop smoking, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never go into it to be like, I like you. Maybe I would say like, okay, for me, like a deal breaker is the fact that you smoke. If mm-hmm. you want to give it up for your own
mm-hmm.
benefit, then great, let's proceed. But mm-hmm. if you want to continue smoking, ma salama.
So it can change though too. That's like something that can change. Like someone could be attractive, but just one small thing that they do, which technically isn't playing into their character, because they can have a very good character, but the only thing they do is like smoke or whatever.
Yeah, it depends on what your like hard lines are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I guess so. Everybody's different. That's the thing we're trying to get down to. Everybody's mm-hmm. different at the end of the
exactly.
day. Exactly. Right. And that's all. That's the lesson you should take away from this.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, go for what you find. Don't listen to anyone else mm-hmm. or like take advice.
Yeah, you can take the opinions.
You can take advice and opinions of the people who you feel like are have the knowledge and the wisdom to
and
give
have
you
your best interest
and have
at
your
heart.
Best interest at heart, but don't fall into like peer pressure. And yeah. you know, you're a unique person. You have unique things that you're looking for. So just stick to that, and don't fall to any peer pressure or any outside pressure that you feel like is being pressed on you. But since that was the last question, and this has been going on for a while, I feel like that would be a good place to end the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and figure out how to edit all this together. Hopefully, this was entertaining for y'all. If you liked it, let us know. Maybe we can find something else like this to do or something similar to do in the future.
Yeah. Let us know like what your thoughts are on the different things that we discussed today.
And actually, we haven't done a Q&A in a while.
Oh.
So I feel like we should do that soon.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Then maybe like now that we have these questions that we were answering here, like people have any other questions that kind of like are related to it.
Let's do one.
Or just
week.
Any other question they have. Mm-hmm. They can put them in the comments. Yeah, let's do one. We can maybe make a story later too. But put it in the comments. We'll react to those. Yeah. And we'll finally have a QA after like not having one for like 50 episodes. It's been a while.
It's been a very long time.
It's a very long time.
Okay, we'll do a Q&A next.
Exactly. And now like a lot has changed. A lot has happened since then.
Yeah, that's true.
You can ask questions about whether it be like the marriage process or wedding process, getting all that stuff. Or
exactly.
Yeah, it's anything you have, put it in the comments. We'll also post a story at some point. But until then, make sure you follow us on those social media pages, Cousin Connection Pod on Instagram and TikTok. And make sure to subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, all that. And we'll see y'all next week.
Bye. Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.